Okay. Now, you were the brainchild behind the story walk idea. Tell me how this came about.
We first encountered it at the Yankton Bridge, where my family and I just this last summer walked along it and looked at all of the... there was a story just posted along the... temporarily posted along the bridge. So we went along and we read it. And we also found one in my mom's hometown where it was exactly like this one, where it had the metal signs with the book posted in it. So we really thought this would be a good idea to, and a good way to promote reading among kids, because it was one of my passions when I was younger.
And when did you first introduce this idea to city officials?
We first talked about it with Shannon and Shirley at the library to see if they would be interested in helping. And they were, of course, and they were really happy. They were really glad that this was going to happen. And we had to talk to, like, we brought Jason into it so we could...
Jason Visser,
yes. Okay. So we could figure out, like, how to put the signs, where would the best place to be to put the signs, and just more information about, like, the city and where it should go. And he helped us really put it here. And so that was really my first encounter, probably, with the city, was with Jason and all of that. Then I went around to, like, the different clubs and the different places in town to try to fundraise and see for donations.
And what was the cost of, for this project then?
It was about $8,000. We had originally projected it to be more because the original cost that we had gotten of these signs was inaccurate, because we got a discount for it being a Girl Scout project. And then the concrete, we had calculated that wrong. So it was a bit of a struggle, but we did get the good amount at the end.
Now, you mentioned this is a Girl Scout project, and you earned your Gold Star. Let's talk about your experiences in Girl Scouts. And first of all, tell me about the Gold Star. I kind of, if some people are not familiar with it, it's kind of on the, maybe on the same equivalency on the girls' side as what we know of Boy Scouts on Eagle Scout, for Boy Scouts anyway.
Yeah, the Girl Scout Gold Award is the highest award that a girl can earn. I had to complete my silver and my bronze first to get this. The bronze is like a whole troop thing, where the silver is kind of like smaller individual groups part of the troop. But then the gold award is completely an individual project that the girl must work on with the help of the people around her. So it's quite a process to get it. I've been in Girl Scouts since I was 5, so it took me 12 years. And we're here now, and it's really great.
What's your thoughts about now that we had the dedication ceremonies that were taking place on Wednesday evening? Had a good group of people out here and to look at the project. How do you feel about the completion of the project now?
I'm really glad that people are enjoying it and they think that it's a good idea. It was definitely a worry that it wouldn't be as well over as we thought it might be, but I'm so glad with the support that they are showing and the interest in the project. Everyone is loving it, and I can't wait till, like, the kids can get out here.
So you were saying that it was over a year ago that you first saw this in Yankton, and I'm sure that you kind of looked at it and thought, you know, we ought to do that in something like that in Lamar's. How long was it before people got excited and got behind your idea?
Well, we didn't introduce it to the library until February of this year, 2021, and they were behind it pretty much immediately. They thought they had similar ideas for something, but never quite got around to doing it, so they were really glad that we could work with them and we could, like, get this done without a lot of the other things that required them to do it. So there was a lot of support pretty much immediately. Everyone was like, yeah, like, this seems like a pretty good idea, that they thought it would go over well, and it did.
You were saying that the total cost was over $8,000, and you had to do that on a fundraiser. Was it difficult to get people to get support and behind this project and donate the money?
It was pretty difficult, mostly because I had to walk around. I didn't know, like, who to approach or what to do, but we walked around to the businesses on, like, Central, and we just asked around, like, if they'd be willing to donate. We had to keep in mind that we weren't doing, like, individual sign donations, because there were just stipulations behind that we really didn't want to have to address. But everyone was really were interested in what we were doing, and there seemed to be a lot of support at the very beginning, and it didn't take too long to get a lot of the money.
Well, it's a great project, and congratulations on getting this idea off the ground and implemented, and for being awarded your Gold Star Award then.